Now today we're going to talk about something else that's really prevalent in the book of Proverbs and something that can absolutely wreck our lives, screw up our lives, and that is friendships, relationships. And it's not just a message for teenagers, although it's going to be a good thing for teenagers and young people. But this is a problem. I've seen it affect young people, middle-aged people. I've seen a lot of older people come to Florida, get hooked up with somebody in a group or whatever, and their lives absolutely devastated. How do you choose good friends? How can you be a good friend and a godly friend? The book of Proverbs tells us. So let's go right now to the message. I want you to know Roger worked extra hard on this message. He put a lot of faces in this message, all right? So he and I are partners in crime today. Amen? Let's go. Iron sharpens iron. Could you say that with me? Iron sharpens iron. Proverbs 27:17. If you have your Bibles, you can try to follow along. We're going to stay pretty much in Proverbs, or I'll put it right here on the big screen for you. Iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpeneth the counsel of his friend. We're going to keep rolling. Proverbs 18:24. The Bible says a man that has friends, say it with me, must show himself what? Friendly. And there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. A couple of quotes. I looked at a lot of quotes and what a lot of people had to say about friendship. And you're going to see a lot of those through the message this morning. The only way to have a friend is to be one. Well, I don't have no friends. Be one. Start acting friendly for crying out loud. Well, I hate everybody's guts. I can't understand why I'm alone. If you're going to have friends, you got to be friendly. Isn't that good stuff right from the Bible? Come on. Look, here's what Dale Carnegie said. He knew a little something about selling and making friends and relationships. He says you can make more friends in 2 months by becoming interested in other people than you can make in 2 years by trying to get other people interested in you. Well, if I do this and if I fix myself this way and I just, you know, they all love me. Why don't you just cut the bull and start loving people, reaching out to people, touching people? Change your life, man. You'd be surprised how many friends you're going to have. Friends are the siblings God never gave us, the brother and sisters God never gave us. And sometimes we live in a dream world. We're going to talk about it a little bit this morning. Sometimes we think our brother, that is our birth brother or our birth sister, is going to be the closest person to us in the world, which, quite frankly, that's not usually the case. Friendships, friends that you have, people that you can talk to, sometimes other than family, it's powerful. So you got to be friendly. I want to say something right off the bat this morning. In-crowd friendship is overrated. Can you say that with me? In-crowd friendship is overrated. If I can just be part of that in-crowd, that group, you know that group? They have them at schools. We have them at the workplace. We have them at church. If I just get in the in-crowd, let me tell you something. Being part of the in-crowd is overrated. You know what I'm saying? Listen to me. I want to tell you what I'm talking about. Pop it up. Valuing image, and that's so often what we do with that in crowd. If I can be an in crowd, I'll be part of that image. I'll have that good image. People think good of me. See? You know what I'm saying? Listen, valuing image more than what's right leads to a snare. Where did I get that kind of stuff, Proverbs? It's talking about an angry man in verse 24. Lest you learn his ways and get a snare to your soul. Sometimes being an in crowd, you think the benefits you're going to get, you're going to get some other stuff in that in crowd too. You're going to take some stuff in that's not going to be good for you. All right? So don't aspire to be in the in crowd. It's been overrated, quite frankly. Let's keep looking. One of my favorite generals said this, Robert E. Lee. Here's what he said. Never do a wrong thing to make a friend or to keep one. Jeremy, say it with me. Never do a wrong thing to make a friend or to keep one. If doing right, your friend don't like you doing right, he probably wasn't your friend anyway. Or maybe you doing right will show your friend that doing right is okay, and maybe they'll start doing right. But don't do a wrong thing to keep a friend, to make a friend, and certainly don't do a wrong thing to keep one. Amen? Authentic friendship, when we're thinking of in-crowd friendship is overrated, authentic friendship can rarely be developed and maintained in a whole bunch of relationships. Okay? I mean, it's really hard to have a whole bunch of people I'm always best friends with. It's rough. It's very difficult to be really close with a lot of people. Is that true or false? Yes or no? Now, we're talking reality here today. This is the book of Proverbs. A lot of us have screwed up our lives. And here's the thing about friends now. Sometimes you ain't even friends with them. It's somebody in your family that's friends with them. And that affects sometimes the whole what? Family. I'm telling you. I mean, this is a real problem. Who's your friend? And what kind of friend are you going to be? Proverbs says you better be smart. Because, let's be honest, come on, let's put the hands up right quick, a test. How many made some bad friendships and it cost you some? I mean, cost you, man, baby, come on, look at that right now. So what I'm telling you, you can keep doing that this year, you can be smart. God wants you to be smart. Let's look. Instead of a bunch of so-so friends or not so-so friends, being smart is focusing on what? A few good friends. And before you argue with me, I know what you're thinking, so here we go. Pop it up. We're not talking about loving people here. Of course we're to love people, all people. Jesus commanded us to love people. He commanded us to even love our enemies. Luke 10:27, Jesus said, "Thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your strength, and all your mind, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." He went even further than that in Matthew 5:44. He said, "Love your enemies. Bless them that do what? Curse you. Pray for them which despitefully what? Use you and persecute you." But did he say, make those people your best friends? Say, no, we're to love all people. That's what Christians are supposed to do. We're supposed to love people that's meaner than a snake with us sometimes. I mean, when I say love, that don't mean I'm hanging out with them. But I'm to love them. I mean, you know, who are we going to love? Just everybody that's always nice to us? But being a close friend is another matter. Pop it up, Raj. You can love all people, but you cannot be close friends with everybody. I'm just trying to make the case, but I think we've made it. Let's keep moving. When it comes to your close friend, God wants you to be smart. Amen? How many parents have ever given this lecture? Can I see your hands? How many kids have ever heard this lecture? And now I got to hear it from you, Pastor! Anyway, why should I be careful about the friends I choose and the kind of friend that I am? Because a friend is a present you give to yourself. A friend is a present you give to yourself. Why in the world do you want to give that to yourself? Listen, choose friends wisely, carefully, loving all people, but making good decisions because you know how you can give your heart to somebody, and boy, you can just go off the wrong end and down the wrong trail if you're not careful. That's what the book of Proverbs is trying to tell us. Now, we're going to get deeper this morning. I'll tell you something. This is an oddball verse. Really weird. I read it in numerous translations. The King James especially is difficult. Look at it. Proverbs 12:26. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduces them. When you look at other translations and look at this passage a little more closely, what it's saying is this. It's not saying that the righteous man is holier than his neighbor. He's more holier than his neighbor down the street. It's not saying that. Here's what it's saying. It's saying there are people out there that are wanting to seduce you. There are people out there that are wanting to bring hurt into your life that aren't the brightest bulbs in the box. All right? Listen, and what this verse is saying, the righteous man, the man who loves the Lord, the man who loves God's Word, the man who's awake right now listening instead of sleeping, listen to me, that guy is going to be smarter than his neighbor when it comes to making relationships. Did you hear me this morning? That's what this verse is saying. A righteous man, say it with me, is cautious in his... Does that mean I should sit at home, be by myself all the time, because if I make new friends, it's going to be terrible? No, of course not. That's crazy. But remember, the in crowd's overrated. Remember, a friend is a present you give yourself. Okay? Be smart. Make wise decisions when it comes to your relationships and your friendships. Let's keep looking. Now, we're not talking about the issue of loving people. I want to say that one more time. We're talking about using your brain. Amen? Say. I mean, there's a lot of people in this town I love, but there's a lot of people in this town that I love that would not be my best friend, that would not be my closest friend. It's just the way it is. Like it or not, that's just plain English, okay? Be smart in your relationships, okay? Let's do another quick test. And you don't have to answer if you don't want to, but it's a little of a testimony. How many have really, you've really fouled up and made some bad friendships in a relationship especially? Can I see a hand pop up, okay? See what I'm talking about? God wants you to be smart. Iron sharpens iron. What's that talking about? We're fixing to see it now. Friends you don't need. Say that with me. Friends you don't need, and if this is the kind of friend you are, they don't need you either. Come on, here we go. This is from Proverbs. Say them with me. The violent, okay? The violent. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. For their feet run to evil. They make haste to shed blood. And they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privately for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that's greedy of gain, which takes away the life of the owners thereof. Some people are so stuck on money, they'll do anything, even hurt people for the money. Isn't that true? If somebody's violent, you don't need them. Are you hearing me today, say? Enough said on that one, say. If you're a violent person, I hope you don't have a friend. Who wants to hang out with you? You see what I'm saying? And so often violent people, I'm getting off here, I knew I shouldn't, but violent people have a way of picking on somebody smaller than them. Or a woman, for crying out loud. Like my mother was abused and beaten and murdered 13 years ago by a violent man, and we knew he was violent way back when. Don't hang out with a violent person. That's if you want to be smart. You're being ugly, Pastor Clark. Have it your way. I've seen it. It's horrible. And by the way, I hadn't arrived. I still struggle sometimes. Myself. We have to, guys, especially, we have to guard our spirit. Are you hearing me today? All right, we ain't got our angel wings yet. We still struggle, man. Violent. Another friend you don't need. Say it with me. Gossipers. See what the Bible says. Praise the Lord. Come on. Okay? Listen. Listen. Let's see what the Bible says. Let's see what the Bible says. He that goes about as a talebearer, as a gossip, reveals secrets. Therefore, say it with me, meddle not with him that flatters with his lips. If you're a gossip, I know who your friend's going to be. You're going to find you another gossip. And Galatians says, you be careful as you bite and devour, as you bite and nag on one another, that you're not consumed of one another. You don't need a gossip as a friend. If a friend starts gossiping with you, you ought to say this. I don't want to hear that. Say that with me. I don't want to. Well, let's practice one more time. I don't want to hear. Okay? Change the subject. I'm not saying throw them in the ditch. But I am saying this. If they can't get over it, you need to get on. Amen? Come on. Friends you don't need. Hotheads. Oh, boy. Like I said, Roger picked all the pictures. Hey, I love the way McEnroe played tennis, but I tell you what, he was a brute to anybody officiating the game. Or if you didn't say it just like you want, he was a hothead. I think you would even say he was a hothead. Here's the point. Folks, hotheads don't make good friends. You hearing me? Being a hothead, make no friendship with what? An angry man or woman. Okay? If you're hanging out with somebody at the office, you think, I'd like to be a friend with them. And you see that they're angry, meaner than a snake, iller than a hornet, pass. Amen? Hotheads. Friends you don't need, the kind of friends you don't need to be, lest you learn their ways and you get a snare to your soul. You're going to be just like them if you don't watch it. Freaks. Now, these are Roger's pictures. All right? He said, what kind of picture could I find? Well, here's what the Bible says. Let me tell you something. Freaks don't look like that necessarily. Freaks look just like your preacher. Freaks look just like you. Here's what the Bible says. It's my word. I didn't know what to call them. Here's what I'm going to call it. Freaks. Here's what it says. Be not among what? Winebibbers, nor riotous eaters of flesh. Keep reading. That's people that eat nonstop. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. What's that talking about? Here's what it's talking about. You and I ought not be a close friend to somebody that's out of control. You hear me? Alcohol, drugs. It might not be both. It might be one. And you think it's no big deal. You know, we're not judging them. I'm just saying, a friend is a present you give to yourself. You want to have somebody that's a close friend of yours, and you made this friendship, and you made this relationship, and you got to put up with that the rest of your life? Be smart. Are you hearing me today? I'm not saying leave people that's hurting. Check out on people. We need to love people, friend. But we're talking about making friends here. Close friends. Bringing somebody in close to you. You don't have a whole bunch of them. Why don't you make wise choices? Okay? I'm going to say something about that glutton thing, okay? Anybody that's out of control. I'm not talking about somebody that's overweight. Listen to me. I'm overweight, all right? What I'm talking about is this. Somebody that's, again, just out of control. Just nonstop, has no control in their life, whether it's eating, whether it's drinking, or whether it's drugs, or whatever. Freaks. I know that's an ugly word. But I'm trying to help today. Friends you don't need. And friends you don't need to be, by the way. Say that with me. Rebels. Look what the Bible says. Look at this. Thankfully, we got James Dean. We can pick on James. Amen. Here we go. Proverbs 24:21. My son, fear thou the Lord and the King. And meddle not with them that are given to what? Change. For their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knows the ruin of them both. Here's what I'm talking about with rebels or rebellious spirit. That's people who, they, you know, always try and change government. You know, the government. Government's terrible. Bush is terrible. Everything's terrible. All sin is terrible. Everybody's terrible. You know, as if you could do a better job. You know, I'm not saying we don't disagree with things. That's okay. But if that's your constant spirit, complaining, bucking the system, we see them move from up north and come to Florida. Excuse me. I'm talking about a y'all of you that have lived here. You moved from up north down here, and you live in your condo association, and you get one of them to come in, and you didn't really realize how bad everything was. Till they say, this is wrong, and this is wrong, and that's wrong, and this is wrong, and that. If you want to hang out with people like that, have at it. I ain't going to spend my time with somebody that's always griping, always complaining, always bucking the system. Does that make any sense this morning? A kid in school. Hates a teacher. Hates a coach. Doesn't want to do this. Doesn't want to do that. But ain't he cute? No, he is ugly. Okay. Listen, there's more just than looks, man. There's attitude. There's actions. Come on. Friends you don't need. We're talking about being smart. I didn't say this would be pretty this morning, all right? Liars. Friends you don't need. That's ugly. No, that's ugly. That's Ted Haggard. You saw him on television. Roger's, like I said, you know what? Roger and I worked in concert on these messages. And this was a man who preached against homosexuality, preached this, that, and the other. Found out just recently he's got a gay lover or whatever. Tell the truth. Are you hearing me? Say that with me. Tell the truth. Find people that aren't liars for crying out loud that you're going to bring into your close circle. Does that make any sense to anybody? This is ugly, ain't it? How many think this is ugly? This is ugly today. And I'm not standing in judgment over somebody, but quite frankly, the matter of fact is, if you're a liar, that's a rough person to be a friend with. Amen? But let's see what the Bible says. Did I make it up? Let's see what the Bible says. The Bible's a lot harder than pastor is here. A man that lies against his neighbor is a maul, M-A-U-L, a sword and a sharp arrow, and it doesn't stop there. Keep going. Confidence in an unfaithful man or a liar in a time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. Here's what a liar will do for you. Number one, maul. That's an axe to your head. Sword, that's being stabbed in the back. Arrow, that's being pierced in the heart. Broken tooth, I think we know what it is. Oh my gosh! A foot out of joint. That's what hanging out with a liar is going to get you. But I love him. Lord help you. Lord help you. Amen. Iron sharpens iron. Keep looking this morning. Friends you do need. Okay? Friends you do need. Here they are. Let's say them real quick. Wise. Wise. Look at it. Pop it up. He that walks with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Walk with wise, and this is the kind of friend you need to be. Loving, loving. Look at it. The Scripture. A friend loves at what? All times. And a brother is born for adversity. And there's a lot of opinion on what that last part of that verse means. But you know what? I think it can mean a couple of different things. But the one I definitely think that it means is that a friend loves at all times. But often your very own brother is the guy you fight with all the time. You know what I mean? The guy in your house is the guy you fight with. But a friend loves at all times. The friendship that can cease has never been real. Say it with me. A friend loves at all. Say it again with me. A friend loves at all times. That's the kind of friend you need to be. A friend loves at all times. Somebody that can come into your life, or you came into their life, treat them like dirt and left them, and you say, oh, I was their friend. A friendship like that has really never been a friendship. Keep looking. Loyal. This is what kind of friend we need and the kind of friend we need to be. A man that has friends must show himself friendly. And that last part, and there's a friend, amen, that sticks closer than a brother. Amen? And I saw you when I started this message. I saw several of you. You're sitting next to your friend today, and I saw a couple of hugs. I saw a couple of looks at one another. That's what a friend is. It sticks closer than a brother. Now, friend, we ain't arrived yet. This is the goal, amen? This is what we want to be like. A real friend is someone who walks in when the rest of the world walks out. That's a real friend. Amen? That's what I want in my life. That's the kind of friend I want to be. Honest. There's old Abe. Honest. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Friends that always just go, you're lovely. Well, you're lovely. Well, I think you're lovely. Well, you're really lovely. No, you're lovelier. No, you're lovely. Come on! A friend is not always like that. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Okay, honest. Only a real friend will tell you when your face is dirty. And I don't want to be ugly or tell you your fly is open. Excuse me, I'm sorry, honey. I knew it. You're sitting up front. Come on. Isn't that the truth, though? A real friend. Come on. Friends you need. A counselor. A counselor. Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart. So does the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. Friend's married. And he's your friend. And he's met this new sweet thing at the office. You're his friend. You tell him he's an idiot. Amen? If you're really his friend, you tell him that. You tell him you're screwed up, man. You're going to mess up your life. What about your children? What about your job? What about your finances? What about all this? What about all that? A real friend. Amen? Hearty counsel. Amen? Is that good or what? Isn't that the truth? It's the truth. Honest man. Hearty counsel. Things that hurt our friendships, and we're trying to click along here. Gossip will hurt your friendship. If you have a close friend right now, how can you keep that close friend? How can you help that close friendship? Don't gossip. He that covers a transgression seeks love, but that he repeats a matter separates very friends. Real friends cover a matter. Now, we're not talking cover up. We're talking it stops right there with you. It ain't going any further. Amen? That's where it is. You're not going to repeat a matter to hurt your friend. That's gossip. Say that one with me. Hold on to your friend with both hands. You don't have a lot of them in life, so why gossip about them? You don't have a lot of them in life, why talk like that? Amen? If you got a friend or two, do this. Hold on to them with both hands. What a difference. Amen? Friendships. It's huge. Proverbs says, that's being smart, man. Fussing. This will hurt your friendship. Fussing. Two friends that get together. Well, we're just like that. I'm talking. Listen to me. It ain't going to fly after a while. The beginning of strife is when one lets out water. Therefore, leave off contention before it be meddled with. The idea is of a leaky pipe. A leaky pipe that's getting bigger and swollen. It's starting to... You better watch it. Something's going to blow, baby. Okay? All right? Fussing. It's the type of thing that causes the pipes to burst. If you got a real friend, don't do that. This is great stuff for families. It's great stuff for marriages. It's great stuff if you're in high school. It's great stuff if you're older, if you're married and you're older, if you're living alone and you're trying to make friends now. This is good stuff. It's the Bible. How about this one? Things that hurt friendships. Loitering. What am I talking about? Look at that. Hi, I'm just going to hang out for 3 weeks with you. Withdraw your foot from your neighbor's house, lest he be weary of you and hate you. Listen. Friends that are so clingy, get off me. at a hurt of friendship. You're my friend, so I'll take over your life. No, you ain't. Come on, man. Loitering. Hanging out constantly. Especially when the other party don't want you there all the time. Look at this one. All Bible. Nosiness. I didn't know how else to say it. Nosiness. Look at what the Bible says. Look at it. He that passes by and meddles with strife, belonging not to him, is like one that takes a dog by the ears. If you're a friend and you keep putting your nose in the other friend's business, keep putting your nose in the other, and I have seen this since I'm a counselor. I've actually had to, I hate that I had to go through it, but I've had to counsel friends like this. One friend that is so nosy, putting their nose into their family, into their business, into their relationship, into everything. Reminds me of a time I went hunting right here on Taylor Ranch in Florida. I was out there at 1 o'clock in the night. That's what you do. You take the old pit bulls, put pit bull dogs, got the old back of the pickup truck, and you're riding through the woods, through the palmetto pastures and things like that, and all of a sudden they'll get a whiff. And you will unlock that cage they're in, and they will take off running. And you got to jump out there with the light in the middle of the night running through. And you got to find them, because if they get a big hog, that hog will kill them within about a minute. You got to get right there. Is that right, some of you hunters in the building? So one night, it was my first time I'd ever done it. We hit the trail. I'm the light guy. We get there, and the dogs, usually both dogs are usually on one pig. But in this situation, one dog had one pig. One dog had another pig. My buddy, who knows what he's doing, he had to take one pig, one dog. I had to take one. And he tells me, get, and this was a smaller pig. I know this doesn't have anything to do with anything, but it's a good story. Anyway, listen. Listen, come on. Come on, listen. Listen. It does make a point. Here we go. But it was a little pig. It was a smaller pig. And that dog was going to be tearing its whole head and face off and everything. And so he said, get the dog off. I learned something as a boy. Don't mess with a dog when he's eaten. But I grabbed him, like the guy told me. I grabbed him sort of by the neck, by the ears. Didn't want to do it. And I pull on him, and I'm pulling him, and I'm pulling the pig. And all of a sudden he goes, and me and him, the dog and me, fall backwards. Fortunately, he didn't bite me. If you're nosy, it's like grabbing the back of that bulldog. Amen? And one day he's going to turn around and he's going to bite you. Don't be nosy. I know it didn't have anything to do with it, but anyway. It was a dog. Things that hurt our friendships. Here we go. We're finishing up. Prankster. Playing jokes constantly with your close friend will hurt your friendship. A madman who casts firebrands, arrows, and death. So is the man that deceives his neighbor and says, am I not in sport? Oh, I was just playing, you know. If you love somebody and they're your close friend, listen to me. Jerry Lewis, Dean Martin, remember that? You remember Abbott Costello? Remember all that kind of stuff? That's not the real world. That's not the way you treat your best friend. You don't always make them the butt of your jokes. You're not always picking on them, playing tricks on them. That won't work. And by the way, it certainly don't work in marriage. Keep looking. Never hurt your friend. Say it with me. Not even in a... I know this is hard. I'm not saying you can't have fun and pick and kid. But be careful. Bullying in friendship. I didn't know what to say on this one either. I just called it bullying. Proverbs 26:18, as coals are to the burning coals and wood to the fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. That is, you have a close friend and you always got an attitude with them. You're copying an attitude. Like, hit me. Go ahead, hit me. There are friendships just like that. Quite frankly, I've done that many times in my own marriage. You always hurt the one you love. And sometimes I just am in a foul mood. I'm wore out. I'm tired. And so I find myself trying to pick a fight with my wife. Bullying. That's horrible. She'll knock you out, that lady right there. They'll knock you out. They'll knock you out. Anyway, be careful with those things. And then we finish today. We finish today with this. Here we go. Things that help our friendships. Here we go. Just real quick. please the Lord in your life. Live for the Lord in your life. That's going to help your friendships. When a man's way pleased the Lord, watch this. He makes even his enemies to be at peace with him, much less your friends. When you live for the Lord, you're not wasting time when you're getting closer to God. You're helping your family, you're helping your friendships, you're helping everybody, man. This is great. Please the Lord in your lifestyle. Next, be quick to show love. Proverbs 10:12. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins. In your friendships, why don't you be the first one to make the move? Amen? Make the move. Be quick to show love. Be quick to forgive. Be quick to say, you know, that's okay. Okay? Not that it didn't hurt you sometime. You're going to be able to talk about it later, but instead of wanting to pick a fight, be quick to show love. Be slow to anger. A lot of verses on this. I picked this one. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. What's that saying? That's saying this. If you just are real slow to anger and you try to have a good attitude in your friendships, listen, even if you don't have a lot of money, if you don't have a lot of things, that's better than having a bad attitude and being angry and having a refrigerator full of steaks. Amen? Be slow to anger. Be quick to love, not to get upset, not to get angry. This is going to help your friendships. Avoid fussing. It's an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling. Try not to fuss with your friends. Amen? I mean, this is like plain English, but we do it. And I probably think you probably do it in marriage more than with your own other friends, probably. Be slow to answer. He that answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame to him. So often with our friends, we're just quick to give an answer. We'll fix it for you. Sometimes your friend needs you to just be what? Quiet. Say it with me. Be. I had a friend this week that went through some hard times. Dear friend of mine. And of course, I was going to go see him. I thought, no, I'm going to let it just die down just a smidgen. And so I didn't even call him that first day, but I did the next day. And I told him, I just think sometimes I just need to be quiet in your life. You don't need to hear me preaching. I'm just called to let you know I'm here. I'm here. I said this. I said, you know what? I'll do anything you want me to do except play golf, because last time we went, it killed my back. I said, but anything else you want to do, anywhere you want to go, I'll be there for you. Okay? That's not that I'm a great friend, but there you only have a couple of good friends in life. You better do what? Hold on to them with both hands. Keep looking. Speak kindly. This helps your friendship. A soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Speak kindly to your friend. When it can be a volatile thing, just go and try to speak kindly. Amen? Shoot straight. Say that with me. Shoot straight. Shoot straight sometimes. We're not kind though when we do it. We do it in anger sometimes. We were right. But it is good to shoot straight. A real close friend, somebody that's close to you that you love, listen to me. It's better to shoot straight and tell them the truth. He that rebukes a man afterwards shall find more favor than he that flatters with the tongue. Amen? Shoot straight with your friend. Okay? Tell them the way it is. Only a real friend will tell you when your face is what? Dirty. Amen? We're done this morning. Here's the final things. Now listen to me carefully. Listen to Jesus Christ. Listen to what Jesus Christ said. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this. Say it with me. Than that a man lay down his life for his friends. The next verse, we don't have it on the screen, but it goes on to say, if you love me, say it with me if you know it, keep my commandments. If you love the Lord, keep his commandments today. Greater love has no man than this. That a man laid down his life for us. That's Jesus Christ. Amen? And that's who we're to try to emulate. That's the kind of friend we're supposed to be. And being that kind of friend takes work, man.